With the theme of ecology, information and life, this year's Urban Tech Asia, the fourth of its kind, aims to address the most painful urbanization problem, ecological damage. Top intellectuals and businesses from around the world will focus on how to bring cities back to its original function, serving the people and facilitating daily life. Hans Storter is the general manager of Kuhn Messe, Urban Tech Asia's main organizer.
We call it a three-in-one event. And it's an exhibition, conferences, and matchmaking. And the profile of the exhibitors this year are around smart city solutions, internet-related, intelligent transport, and vehicles, which is a key topic, and we see a lot of interest from that side, green building and smart energy.
A three-day high-profile conference will gather officials and experts who will deliberate on the future of intelligent and human-centered cities. Hans Storter outlines the agenda for the conferences.
And then we have a session with involving many city mayors from across China on the smart city strategies and innovations. Then on the second day we have different sessions, one related to green building and one related to intelligent transportation systems. And then on the third day we focus with the conferences on energy saving, environmental protection, as well as smart education.
Liu Lin, Deputy Director of China International Fair for Trade and Services, says Urban Tech Asia has been part of the annual CIFTIS ever since its launch. It is by far the most internationalized segment of CIFTIS.
Urban Tech mainly focuses on smart strategies. It's not just about cutting-edge technology, but also about urban planning, urban design, small-town transformation, and detailed urban management. This exhibition includes all those aspects.
Data from China National Statistics Bureau shows China's urbanization rate reached more than 54% in 2014. Growing cities are causing serious problems that affect the quality of life. By this, we're talking about traffic jams, smog, overpopulation, and pollution. This year, there will be 83 companies from 15 countries and regions, including China, Germany, America, Brazil, Sweden, and Portugal, participating in the fair. According to Liu Lin, transaction volume at the third CIFTIS reached $81.3 billion, of which international transactions accounted for over 40%. Hopefully, at this year's fair, policymakers, urban planners, and businesses will find the smart city master plans, related technologies and solutions to make cities more livable for their inhabitants. For CRI, I'm Lin Yingjing.